Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, There Are Dads Way Worse Than You: Unimpeachable Evidence of Your Excellence. As a Father by Glenn Boozen is a humorous gift book for fathers, illustrated by Priscilla Witt. Published as a companion to Boozen's earlier book for moms, it uses rhymed couplets, comic timing, and playful visual references to reassure dads that everyday parenting doubts do not make them failures. The book's central premise is simple. If readers compare themselves with a range of famously flawed fictional and historical fathers, they will look far more competent by contrast. It is less a parenting manual than a comedic morale booster designed for Father's Day, new dads, and anyone seeking a light, affectionate present. Its appeal comes from blending pop culture recognition with sentimental reassurance, making the book entertaining even as it delivers a clear emotional message about imperfection, effort, and being good enough as a parent. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a gift book built on comic comparison rather than parenting advice. The book does not attempt to teach discipline, child development, or family management. Instead, it uses comparison as its main device. Each spread places ordinary paternal anxieties beside fathers who are far more disastrous, inattentive, or destructive. That structure is important because it turns self-doubt into a reading experience rather than a self-help lesson. The humor depends on the gap between the reader's likely minor mistakes and the exaggerated failures of the examples presented. This makes the book especially effective as a gift, since it offers reassurance without sounding preachy or clinical. The format also keeps the tone light, allowing the message to land quickly. In the gift book category, that matters because the reader is usually not looking for long-form instruction. What they want is recognition, amusement, and a small emotional reset. Boozen's book provides that by making the act of comparison itself the point, not a stepping stone toward formal parenting guidance. Secondly, rhymed couplets give the humor a fast, readable rhythm. A defining feature of the book is its use of rhymed couplets, which gives the pages a sing-song momentum and makes the jokes easy to follow. The rhyme scheme is not just decorative, it supports the pacing of the comic premise. Each brief passage delivers a setup and payoff in a compact form, so the book can be read quickly without losing coherence. That brevity fits the intended audience well, since busy parents are unlikely to sit down for a dense or lengthy text. The rhyme also softens the edge of the comparisons, keeping the book affectionate rather than mean-spirited. Even when the examples are extreme, the lyrical structure signals that the goal is amusement and reassurance, not ridicule. This matters because the book walks a narrow line. It needs to acknowledge parental insecurity while still feeling playful. The rhythmic language helps maintain that balance. It makes the book accessible to casual readers, but it also gives it the polished feel of a carefully crafted comic piece rather than a simple novelty item. Thirdly, pop culture and history provide the book's recognizable cast of bad dads. The book's humor depends heavily on a mixed cast of fictional and historical fathers, including figures such as Darth Vader, Thanos, Tywin Lannister, and Pharaoh Akhenaten. These references are effective because they are widely recognizable and carry immediate narrative baggage. Readers do not need long explanations to understand why these figures are being used as negative examples. Their reputations do the work instantly. That makes the book efficient and broadly legible, especially for readers who enjoy pop culture and history. The references also create a double layer of humor. On one level, the examples are funny because they are absurdly bad comparisons. On another level, they invite the reader to test their own knowledge and notice how the book recontextualizes famous names as parenting cautionary tales. This blend of cultural literacy and comic framing gives the book its specific identity. It is not trying to be comprehensive or scholarly. It is building a playful archive of recognizable father figures, whose failures make ordinary dads look more than adequate by contrast. Fourthly, the illustrations and visual Easter eggs expand the joke beyond the text. Priscilla Witt's illustrations are an essential part of the book's effect, because the visual layer carries much of the observational humor. The drawings help set the tone, clarify the references, and add details that reward repeat viewing. According to the book's description and reader response, there are also Easter eggs for pop culture fans and history buffs, which suggests that the pages are designed to be explored rather than merely skimmed. This matters in a short gift book, where rereadability is one of the main measures of value. The images likely do more than illustrate the text, literally. They broaden the comic frame and give the reader more to notice on each pass. That enriches the experience for the target audience, especially those who enjoy spotting references and hidden jokes. The visual style also reinforces the book's emotional function. By making the pages lively and whimsical, the illustrations keep the message from feeling didactic. They make reassurance feel entertaining, which is central to the book's success as a compact, image-driven piece of humor. Lastly, the appendix turns a novelty book into a more layered reference experience. One of the book's most distinctive features is its appendix, which expands on the faults and foibles of the dads featured in the main text. This addition matters because it gives the book a second mode of reading. The main body works as quick comedy, while the appendix offers extra context and rewards readers who want to understand the references more fully. That is a smart design choice for a short book, because it increases value without changing the core format. It also helps the book appeal to both casual gift buyers and readers who enjoy background detail. The appendix prevents the book from feeling entirely disposable, since it adds a small informational dimension to the humor. At the same time, it keeps the tone consistent by remaining playful and lightly explanatory, rather than scholarly. This layering distinguishes the book from simple gag gifs. It is still brief and comic, but it has enough internal structure to support repeat use, discussion, and shared reading. That combination of amusement and reference material is a major part of its appeal. In conclusion, there are dads way worse than you is best suited to fathers who appreciate humor, pop culture references, and a light, non-judgmental approach to parenting anxiety. It also works well as a gift for Father's Day, new parent occasions, or anyone looking for something brief and entertaining rather than instructional. Its practical value is modest but clear. It helps normalize imperfection by framing ordinary dad worries against exaggerated examples of failure. That reassurance can be surprisingly effective because it is delivered with wit rather than advice. The book stands out in the gift book category because it combines rhyme, illustration, recognizable cultural figures, and an appendix that adds context. Many similar books offer either sentiment or comedy, but this one uses both at once and keeps the format compact. Its distinctiveness comes from the balance of affection and satire. It is funny without being harsh, and supportive without becoming sentimental in a heavy-handed way. Readers looking for a quick, clever, and visually engaging book about fatherhood will find it a strong fit within its niche. If you would like to support Glenn Boozin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.